Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. India launches Operation Brahma to provide large-scale aid to earthquake-hit Myanmar. First tranche of relief material reaches Yangon. Death toll rises to over 1,600. President Draupadi Murmu urges adoption of eco-friendly lifestyle to protect and enrich the environment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. India and US reach understanding on next steps of multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Met Department forecasts 4 to 6 degrees Celsius rise in maximum temperatures in northwest India from tomorrow. Odisha reeling under severe heat wave. And in table tennis, Manav Thakkar becomes first Indian to qualify for semifinals of WTT Star Contender event in Chennai. India launched Operation Brahma in the early hours today to provide assistance to Myanmar, the earthquake-hit neighboring country. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material reached Yangon this morning.
Early hours of today, we launched Operation Brahma. The first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material took off at around 3 a.m. this morning from Hindon Air Force Base. It reached Yangon at around 8 a.m. India time. Our ambassador was there to receive the relief material and thereafter he handed it over to the chief minister of Yangon. These 15 tons of material comprise tents, blankets, essential medicines, tarpaulin, sleeping bags, gensets, solar lamps, food packets, kitchen sets, etc.
The first C-130 sent to Naypyidaw has reached this evening. The NDRF team was received by the Indian ambassador. External Affairs Ministry said India is the first to bring rescue personnel in the capital. The airport is still not fully functional after the earthquake. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay early morning tomorrow. Addressing media at the special briefing, DIG NDRF Mohsen Shahidi said the next 24 to 48 hours will be very crucial. He said they look forward to a very active involvement on the ground.
NDRF team with a strength of 80 rescuers has been sent in two sorties. One sortie has already taken off and the second is about to take off from Hindon Air Base. This has been dispatched with 80 rescuers, special equipments, and we have also got canines which will be put to use, and we look forward to a very active involvement on ground.
Commodore Raghu Nair, Indian Navy, said there are four ships prepared for AJDR operations. Two ships, INS Savitri and INS Satpura, have sailed and will reach Yangon on Monday morning.
We've got four ships that have been prepared for this AJDR operation. The first of the ships sailed this morning at 2 a.m., carrying about 10 tons of relief material. The second ship has sailed at about 2 p.m. this afternoon. Those are iron ships Savitri and Satpura. These ships will reach off Yangon on the morning of the 31st. They'll be able to enter only with the tide, given the conditions in Yangon port. A total of about 50 tons of relief material is being transported.
Meanwhile, the death toll has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar yesterday. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,644 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured has risen to 3,408, with 139 still missing. It said the numbers could rise further as detailed figures are still being collected. Most of the fatalities are in Myanmar's second-largest city, Mandalay, which was closest to the earthquake epicenter. A Red Cross official said that more than 90 people are believed to be trapped in the rubble of an apartment block in Mandalay. In Thailand's capital Bangkok, which was also hit by earthquake, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. Hundreds are believed to be trapped under the rubble of the collapsed buildings. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized for adopting a lifestyle which is conscious and sensitive towards environment so that it is not only protected but also made more vibrant. The president stated this while inaugurating a national conference on environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The two-day event has been organized by National Green Tribunal. The president added that environmental protection and its promotion will be possible only through continuous activism based on awareness and collective efforts of all.
हमारी मान्यता रही है कि प्रकृति माँ की तरह हमारे पोषण करती है और हम प्रकृति का सम्मान एवं संरक्षण करने की आवश्यकता है। विकास की भारतीय विरासत का आधार पोषण है, शोषण नहीं, संरक्षण है, उन्मूलन नहीं। इसी विरासत के अनुरूप हम विकसित भारत की दिशा में आगे बढ़ना चाहिए।
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav said that India is focusing on ramping up innovations in low carbon technology.
As a show to our commitment to climate action, India has fulfilled its Paris Agreement commitments on green energy 9 years ahead of the 2030 target. But the climate anxiety which has gripped the world cannot force India to give up its right to ensure food, water, energy and quality of its 140 crore people. India, under the leadership, is confidently striking a balance between challenges and opportunities.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the news on AIR mobile app. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. India-US trade talks, which were underway in New Delhi, concluded today. Commerce and Industry Ministry said in a statement that both sides have come to an understanding on the next steps towards a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement with the goal to finalize its first tranche by the end of this year. Representatives of the India's Department of Commerce and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative held talks since Wednesday. During the discussions, the two sides also had a productive exchange of views on deepening bilateral cooperation in priority areas, including increasing market access, reducing tariff and non-tariff barriers, and deepening supply chain integration in a mutually beneficial manner. The Prime Minister will visit Nagpur on the auspicious occasion of Gudi Padwa and start the Marathi New Year tomorrow. We have more from a correspondent.
On the auspicious occasion of Gudi Padwa and the beginning of the Marathi New Year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay floral tributes at the memorials of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh founding fathers Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Golwalkar Guruji. This will be the first visit by a sitting Prime Minister to the RSS headquarters at Reshim Bagh in Nagpur. PM will pay homage to the central memorial of Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar in the Dikshabhumi Stupa. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Madhav Netralay Premium Center at Hingna Road and address a public meeting. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashvani News, Nagpur.
Union Home Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah is on a two-day visit to Bihar from today. After reaching Patna this evening, Mr. Shah is first holding a meeting with party leaders, including Lok Sabha and Radha Sabha MPs, MLAs, MLCs and other elected representatives at the party state headquarters. After that, he will hold a meeting with the state core committee of the BJP. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will hold a meeting with NDA leaders at Patna. In Chhattisgarh, at least 17 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Bastar division today. Two jawans of District Reserve Guard were injured in this encounter. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that a massive cache of automatic weapons was recovered in another strike against the Naxals. Deputy Chief Minister and Home Minister of Chhattisgarh, Vijay Sharma, said so far 133 Maoists have been killed in various encounters in the 85 days of this year.
जवानों के भुजाओं की ताकत पर एक और बड़ी सफलता मिली है। इस नए वर्ष में 85 दिनों में 133 नक्सली मारे गए, लगभग 2700 की संख्या में नक्सली या सरेंडर हुए हैं, गिरफ्तार हुए हैं या मारे गए। सरकार एक गोली भी नहीं चलाना चाहती और एक बहुत अच्छे रिहैबिलिटेशन पॉलिसी के साथ सरकार की अपील है कि जो भी लोग इसमें हैं वो सरेंडर करें, अपना जीवन सुरक्षित करें।
In Jharkhand, in a big success against Naxalites, CRPF and police personnel have arrested Murari Bhuiya, area commander of the banned extremist organization JJMP from Katia Forest area of Latehar district. More details are awaited. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today extended the ongoing search operation to new areas after the body of the fourth policeman and two slain terrorists were recovered from the scene of a gunfight in a remote forested area in Kathua district. Our correspondent reports the body of the head constable, Jagbir Singh, was retrieved from Ghati Juthana forest in Rajbagh and was shifted to Jammu, where a wreath-laying ceremony was held near the police headquarters, Gulshan Ground. The bodies of the two Pakistani terrorists, believed to be affiliated with proscribed Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, was also recovered along with war-like stores. The CBI court today pronounced its verdict after 28 years in the much-talked bitumen scam case in Ranchi. The court of CBI Special Judge P.K. Sharma sentenced five convicts, including former State Minister Mohammed Ilyas Hussain, for 3 years of imprisonment each. The court has also imposed a fine of 32 lakh rupees each. Seven other accused in the case were acquitted by the court due to lack of evidence. Four people have been killed and 21 injured in Russian drones attack on the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro. The region said Sergei Lysak said that a restaurant complex and several residential buildings were ablaze after the attack late last night. Local media reported that overnight air sirens were heard in several other Ukrainian regions, including the capital Kyiv. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry said three Ukrainian drones were either intercepted or shot down over the Western Belgorod region. Moscow has also repeatedly blamed Ukraine for attacking Russia's energy sector. India Meteorological Department has forecast the rise of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius in the maximum temperatures in northwest India from tomorrow till Wednesday. Odisha is facing extreme heat wave conditions, with temperatures likely to go up by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the next 2 days. Across the state, the rising mercury continues to impose utter discomfort. A yellow warning has been issued for 6 districts of Jharsuguda, Sambalpur, Sonpur, Bodh, Balangir and Kalahandi for the next 2 days. We have more from a correspondent.
Met Department has forecast heat wave condition at isolated pockets of interior Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha tomorrow. It said there is an increased likelihood of heat illness symptoms in people who are either exposed to sun for a prolonged period or doing heavy work. There is a high health concern for vulnerable people like infants, elderly, and people with chronic diseases. People have been advised to avoid heat exposure, keep cool, and avoid dehydration. Hot and humid weather conditions are very likely to prevail at isolated pockets in Assam and Tripura till Monday. Meanwhile, hailstorm activity associated with thunderstorm is very likely over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka on the 1st and 2nd of April. With Suparna Sekia, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Table tennis player Manav Thakkar made history by becoming the first Indian to reach the semifinals of a WTT Star Contender event this evening. Competing in Chennai, Thakkar secured a thrilling 3-2 victory over South Korea's Lim Jong-hoon, an Olympic and world medalist. Earlier, he defeated Germany's Andre 3-2 in the pre-quarterfinals. This achievement marks a significant milestone for Indian table tennis, highlighting Thakkar's resilience and skill on the international stage. In the Indian Premier League, Gujarat Titans were at 179 runs for 4 wickets in 18 overs against Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bowl first. Odisha Dibas Samaroh will be organized at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi on the 1st of April. The theme of this day is art, culture, heritage and tourism. Addressing the media, Principal Resident Commissioner of the Government of Odisha, New Delhi, Vishal Gagan, said that the event will showcase the rich cultural heritage of the state. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India launches Operation Brahma to provide large-scale aid to earthquake-hit Myanmar. First tranche of relief material reaches Yangon. Death toll rises to over 1,600. President Draupadi Murmu urges adoption of eco-friendly lifestyle to protect and enrich the environment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. India and US reach understanding on next steps of multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Met Department forecasts 4 to 6 degrees Celsius rise in maximum temperatures in northwest India from tomorrow. Odisha reeling under severe heat wave. And in table tennis, Manav Thakkar becomes first Indian to qualify for semifinals of WTT Star Contender event in Chennai. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.